What's been going on?
Well, we've got two things that I wanted to talk about today. I'll talk about an upcoming event first. We have the first ever wine tasting event downtown on Saturday, May 17th. We're calling it Sip and Shop, and we have 20 merchants who are participating, which is a huge turnout for our first time. So how this works, if people aren't familiar with it, each merchant or restaurant, retailer restaurant, we have several restaurants participating as well, they will have a red and a white wine. You buy a ticket and you get a special wine glass with a little logo on it, a shopping bag with our title sponsor, LaSalle Hotel logo, and some others. And so you go into these shops with your special glass. You do have a wristband proving that you are 21 and over. We will be checking IDs. And you get a little taste, and I mean, it's just a little taste. We've got something that regulates how much you get. Because this is, we want everybody to have a good time, but not too good of a time downtown. But anyway, you go into the stores, you look around, taste the wine, taste the red, taste the white, do a little shopping. And then when you're finished, the LaSalle Hotel is going to have a end of event courtyard party. And they're going to have a band, and you can eat in any of the restaurants downtown, stay for the party. There's no charge to get into the party, but we hope that we hope to sell about 400 plus tickets. So you can buy a ticket online, go to our website, or just call us at the downtown Bryan office. We will be selling tickets during First Friday tomorrow night.
But not on Saturday?
No, not this coming Saturday. No, but you can buy them online.
Okay, and will you be able to buy them the day of the event?
Yes, they will be a little bit higher. They're $25 in advance, and again, that gives you the right to have the glass, the bag, the event map, and to go to all 20 locations if you decide to. And we think it's going to be a great event. We've done our research. It's very popular in other downtowns. Brenham, I know, has a hugely successful one every year, so we just want people to come down and spend the afternoon shopping and sipping and see what all we have to do.
And then tomorrow, where will tickets be available?
We will be in front of the Queen. We will have some glasses set out. And we're also going to have some tickets available in the participating merchants over the next few weeks. And you'll start to see our poster. It's a bright red poster, says Sip and Shop, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's from 2 to 7 on that Saturday afternoon, and I know, you know, every weekend in May is busy, but we're hoping that people will take the time out from what they're doing and come enjoy some time downtown.
Well, and wanting to get this done before the real heat of the season.
Right, right.
Well, let's move to tomorrow night and First Friday.
I have 3 pages full of events for tomorrow's First Friday.
Well, you have about 6 minutes.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know that I could read all of them, but it will be, you know, our usual lots of live music. I think I counted on the elevator coming up here about 15 different music groups that will be scattered throughout downtown, inside and outside. The Palace will be a headquarters for one of the headquarters for the Visigogo. There was a story about that in the paper today, I think. These are the Texas A&M students in the VisLab program. This is their spring showcase, and they will be showing all of these digital art projects, all types of art, not just digital. They will be set up in the old Amity Furniture Building, which is at the corner of 26 and Parker. And I went over yesterday and did a little sneak peek, and it's just totally transformed, and you can go in there and not even realize you're standing in downtown Bryan. It's really going to be exciting. They're also going to have some things that they're showing at the Palace. Then also at the Palace later on, I think there will be some music, and probably one of the biggest events tomorrow night is that our free movie in the park is Frozen Sing Along. Now, I will admit, I have not seen Frozen. I don't have young children anymore, but I know little ones all the way up to college age and beyond apparently love this movie, so I'll get a chance to see it Friday night as well. And that's sponsored by Allen Honda and Mix 104, so we're excited about that. I just invested in a new movie screen for the park. It's an inflatable movie screen, so we're going to see how that works. Big 12-foot screen. So anyway, lots of stuff going on. We're going to have, I think, the Brazos Animal Shelter. Let's see, I'm looking through my pages here. The area in front of Carnegie Library has kind of turned into our pet adoption area. We've got several organizations who are going to be there with their animals. So If you come downtown and you don't find something to do tomorrow night, then I don't know who, you know, I don't think we can please you, because there's something for everybody and all family friendly as well.
And a reminder that the parking garage is available.
Well, parking is always an issue, and we know people love to come downtown for First Friday, but we have talked to the parking garage, and they have plenty of space. That parking garage is at the corner of 27th and Texas, the Roy Kelly parking garage, and it's $1 an hour. So if you come down at 6 o'clock and stay till midnight, you know, that's $6 for parking, very convenient, protected parking. And something that I found out this week, they have video cameras on every level. So it's a very safe place to be. Cars are watched and well lit. And it's just a short, barely a 2-block walk from the garage to the Palace Theater. So we encourage people to take advantage of the parking garage.
And I think as First Friday builds and you have your other events that are coming up, it'll probably just be a new behavior, and particularly for those who may not frequent downtown that often, that's a great place to start the journey for your day or your evening.
That's true. Parking, it's an issue, but then it isn't an issue downtown if you know how to navigate where the spaces are. But we just encourage people to take advantage of that garage. Signage isn't, you know, very large, and if you didn't know we had a parking garage, you might miss it because it's very well designed. It blends in well with the landscape. But again, the entrance is on 27th Street. And so anyway, very inexpensive parking, so take advantage of that.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, you and members of the DBA board have been before the city council in recent weeks. Lots of things going on that you guys are wanting to do for the future.
That's right. Texas Reds is getting closer and closer, and actually we just had a committee meeting today. We are starting weekly meetings with some of our committee heads, people with the city. There are a lot of logistics to work out, and you know, the city is still going to have a hand in Texas Reds. We couldn't do it without them. We need the police and the emergency and the solid waste and all of those things that make things work. So we're still assigning people to do different things like that, but we're really excited. If you haven't heard, probably the two major changes are there will not be a headline concert. Instead, we will have 6 music stages spread throughout downtown on Saturday and Sunday. That's the other change.
And the dates, remind us.
September 27th and 28th. And we will have, again, the music stages going both days. There will be a state cook-off area. We're going to do that a little bit differently and have a dedicated area where people can go and hopefully taste test the cook-off team's products. And that's probably the two major changes. And I've already promised the city council we're going to have good weather, so I don't know what's going to – I'm just going to believe we're going to have good weather. No more rain on Texas Reds. So. And it is a weekend when A&M is out of town. They're playing Arkansas. So Suddenlink has agreed to sponsor our sports zone. So we will have multiple TV sets showing the game, whatever time that may be that day.
At the stage in planning, if listeners are interested in helping as volunteers in one way or another, is there going to be a way to be involved there?
Absolutely. The easiest way to do that is just contact us, info@downtownbryan.com. or call us, 822-4920. We're on, everything is on the website, our Facebook page, and actually just a little teaser. I hope that next week our brand new website will be up, and we're just on the verge of flipping the switch and having that go live, but it will have all that information as well.
And then briefly, what's happening regarding economic development, new stores and features?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, the latest two businesses that have opened, Taz Indian Restaurant just opened a couple of weeks ago. Harvest Coffee is downtown now. Those are two new ones. That question caught me off guard. I hope I don't miss someone. I know that the city is always, you know, in talks with this or that entity. There's a few things, I think, coming on the horizon that I can't reveal just yet, but things continue to be going well downtown. We're just excited.
Well, and just keep the momentum going.
That's right.
Very good. Appreciate the update, as always.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris with the Downtown Bryan Association with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.